Carl's on the recorder thing, and he's
okay.
Here he is.
this is a 30-minute free call. They'll beep us when we're finished.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. I got your letter today.
You did?
Yeah. Did you get mine that I
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did you get mine?
I got your one about Friday, I think.
See, and you mailed yours on Tuesday, and I got it, and I didn't get it till today.
Oh.
So I guess they crossed each other then.
Must have.
Did y'all have any floods?
Well, it's over here in the bottom of Roy's pretty much, and I think it was almost in the road down here at Riverside Walton, and it's up here in, somebody said in that trailer up here along the road, but I don't know if it was that deep or not.
Yeah, we've been seeing on the news yesterday, like Pittsburgh and over in the eastern West Virginia, in the Greenbrier River,
mm-hmm.
that had really flooded.
Well, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I heard today down at Point Pleasant, it's sky high down there in Huntington today.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They just houses, trailers and stuff, water over them and everything yet.
Hmm. So. We had two more deaths in Walton.
Who was that?
You had...
Opal. Did I tell you about Opal Moore?
She died, too.
Maybe I didn't tell you that. Yeah, Opal Moore and Clyde Foreman.
No, the ones you wrote me to me about were Gladys, was her name Gladys
Hart? Oh, Glady.
Glady, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I guess...
Murray.
And Murray, is that Anna Taylor's husband?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
What did he die of?
Well, they thought it was, I don't think a heart attack or something like said whatever Clore May had, so I don't know what it was.
And who's Opal Moore?
That's Carl Moore's mother, you know. Out on Amla Ridge.
Oh, okay. I don't.
You might not know them too well.
And who was the other person?
Clyde Foreman. Do you ever know him?
I've heard that name.
Yeah, he's lived out on the ridge.
Is that like Ronnie Foreman? That
yeah. Well, he'd be Ronnie's uncle, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
I don't know them.
Well, I wrote you another letter this morning. I went back to the doctor. Eye doctor Friday.
Oh, yeah. You said in your letter you
were going. He discovered I had a little scar tissue on that right eye.
Mm-hmm.
He must take it off around about the 7th, I think, of February.
Uh-huh.
Well, he checked, and my other eye was so good, it was plain as it could be, the left eye.
Mm-hmm.
He checked my glasses first, and he said, your glasses are good, and then he wanted to check my right eye, and I could see them little old tiny letters, but I couldn't tell what they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said, now something went wrong. He got the looked again. He said, I found it already. I said, what? He said, it's a little tiny scar tissue, and it's trying to get in the back of the implant.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he went that off of there as soon as he could so he could really keep a good check on my glaucoma.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't get to check for it, so get that off.
Mm-hmm.
So he said,
well, it'll be a laser, too?
Yeah, I thought it was a laser. Mm-hmm. He said, I'd like to put a little laser on. He said, that'll help your eyesight so much better and everything. So.
He said the same eye that had the scar tissue the first time?
I don't know which one I had that other time. I can't remember.
I can't either.
I couldn't tell it. You know, I can tell any difference.
Mm-hmm.
It hadn't got that big or anything yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I just couldn't see them little tiny words. And he said, now there has to be something wrong. He checked again, and he said, oh, I see what it is. And I said, what is it? He said, a little scar tissue.
Yeah, that laser, they just zip and it's finished.
Oh, he said, won't take but a jiffy.
Remember that, when Reba and I took you down that time before, I mean, he was finished before we even knew you were going in.
Of course, it don't take but a jiffy, I guess. But one of them, I don't know which eye it was, the other time he got off so good, he thought about it. He said, you'll never be bothered with that again. But I don't know I can't remember which eye it was or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But he just noticed something wrong because I couldn't see all them little letters. We see the other time I was down there, the implants were real good. They hadn't moved, and my eyesight was good, and my glasses didn't need changing, and pressure was down a whole lot. It was down that he thought was good,
mm-hmm.
and everything. And within 4 months, I told Reeves, a good thing I check every 4 months.
Right, because I guess that's why they want us to come in pretty often.
Uh-huh, yeah. That set in sometime after the other time I was down there.
Mm-hmm. I went in last week and had my teeth cleaned, and I had broken off a little piece of a tooth, so we had to put a new filling in that,
mm-hmm.
and... That tooth had that root canal, but it still bothers me some, but they couldn't still can find them. I think it's just food gets around and you know.
Oh, and just sensitive yet, probably.
I think that's it. X-rays don't show anything. And they probe and they don't find anything.
Well, I don't guess it. Don't find nothing. Ain't nothing too much bad.
It just aggravates you, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I told Reba I hate to go back again, but then I'll have to go back. It don't take long. It's just thoughts are going back in there again.
Sitting and waiting and everything.
Yeah, So, I got to talk to Lois yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I told you that in the letter. I just sent it out this morning, and I was telling you about my eye. And she called over Gaithy just while I was over there visiting Gaithy. And she told Gaithy, she must ask Gaithy if she had company. And before she quit talking, said Gaithy handed me a telephone and said, Lois said, she wants to talk to you. So I talked to her a little while. And
y'all talked to Dosie any?
Gaithy did, but now she didn't talk to Gaithy but a little bit. I don't know why. Gaithy said she never does. She don't know why. Lois was saying, she's asking how you was and everything. She said, you know, I'd look at that map every day to see what kind of weather Carl and Evan in Rome.
They're usually a little warmer than we are because we're up in the hills more.
She said, I always check to see how Carl's weather is.
But it doesn't vary very much, but it's
probably not.
It's supposed to be in the 50s about every day this week, but it's supposed to start raining again on tomorrow.
I think so.
Well, what did they do with Chris's
He just running loose like he always did and never heard nothing about it.
So they didn't have the trial after all? Or?
Well, never did hear.
Is he still living over there in that trailer?
Yeah. He went come over Gaithy's. Is that Sunday? Saturday, I reckon. Come carrying no water bottle. I guess their lines had froze and couldn't get any water. And Gaithy seen him, but she didn't open the door. And he came back again and went clear around the house that time and knocking, but he didn't open the door. She didn't open the door in no time. She said he went back towards the house, must have been mad. He just gave that old jug a slang.
He's incredible, isn't it?
Oh, he got no more gumption than that.
So the whole family back?
No, the old lady, I don't think she ever came back.
But the rest of them
and
came
the
back.
Retarded, I don't think they ever come back. That place that they went to Ohio, I don't know if that's where they went or not.
Well, I was hoping that they'd all be gone.
Well, now, Calvin said that their Sutton was over there the other day, 4 or 5 days ago. Now, he said, I done told them to hit the road. But now, whether that'd be any good or not, they got the old bus right back on the road again this morning. But they say they can't find who the right of way or who the road's on or nothing. And they can't do nothing about it till they find that out.
Oh, really?
Well, now that's what Joe Evans and them said.
Huh.
He claimed they've checked and nobody can't find nothing. So maybe it was Gaithy or somebody said, well, who knows? Said maybe Sutton may own all the right of way through there then. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they couldn't make him move. But he's not afraid of nothing, that's for sure.
But in your letter, you said that Sutton said they were going to be leaving. Are they going to, or?
You mean Christmas or Miller's?
Uh-huh.
Well, they're supposed to. I don't know when they're going.
He needs to be put in jail for years.
Yeah. I see them kind of people just get out. Somebody said some man went and paid $200 to get him out of jail, but he probably has to stand good for that $2,000. And I have no idea what they do with him.
I was hoping Gaithy would be rid of him by now.
She's not. She said he made her awful nervous when he came over there knocking on the door.
I'm sure. I wouldn't let him. If he saw me, I wouldn't open the door.
Well, she was home, but she didn't open the door.
But if he saw me sitting in there, I wouldn't open. I'd wave at him.
She said, Gaithy said, you suppose I should pull them curtains there out towards the road yesterday? And I said, no, Gaithy, he won't come around here peeping in daytime, I don't think. And he knew that I was there, too, of course.
You never know with somebody like that.
Well, no. But I tell you, he's not afraid of nothing.
No, he's...
Well, I think they can, just above the law, nobody ain't going to hurt him.
Well, they've been for years. So
well, yeah, so they...
Nothing different.
I know. Lois told me, no, she'd fell again in the floor, but she didn't get hurt. But she didn't tell Gaithy that. I was telling Gaithy to quit talking to her. Well, she said, she didn't tell me that. I said, well, she said she didn't get hurt. Said she hollered at her, and she was running water doing something. Said she went in there and see where she's in the floor, and she said, I could not get her up.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you said, well, Mother, wait till I run and go turn my water off, whatever she was doing. And she came back and said, no, she's sitting up in the chair.
Mm-hmm.
She said, now I think she's got a whole lot more strength than what she thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And last Sunday they had took her about 100, or no, hour and some drive somewhere in the Cunningham Mountains and had dinner.
Uh-huh.
Said they brought her Medusa back, got in the house. Well, I don't think I'll ever go on a trip like that again. Laura said she was tired.
I'm sure it was a long trip for her, yeah.
But yeah.
A trip that long wears me out.
So she... She's getting along, but Laura thinks she's getting along good, but she eats good, so she gained from between 130 and 40-some pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she said, I'm not a very good doctor. I don't keep her sugar down like it should.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess her sugar must be involved a little bit. But the nurses come once a month now instead of once a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she must be doing pretty well then.
Yeah, she must be doing a lot better.
I guess you've heard anything from Betty.
Not since last week. I called her and she said, or he was going up there where Robbie works to take an interview.
Oh, he was.
Okay. But I have never heard anything else.
Well, maybe she hadn't done anything. She hadn't been out for one of her own.
No.
I mean, Betty hadn't been out for an interview.
I don't guess. She said they all had to get out and shovel snow all up that road and push the old car just to get out for Bob to go take that interview.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Said Robert told him, said, now, Dad, you might go up there and they just put you right on.
Mm-hmm.
But Betty never writes, never tells you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
She waits for me to call her all the time. Leonard called last night and he went up and heard any more from Betty and him. And I told him no.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't heard. Debbie's back in college.
Oh, she is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I said, is your back getting any better? And he said, no. Well, it can't. She's on the road all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, well, did they... have something going on at church Saturday? He said, no, she had went to Charleston, some kind of a church.
Mm-hmm.
But she don't, and she says rest will all help her back, but she don't try to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I expect that aggravation learned to death.
Who told you about Deb's leg? Justine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, at Thelma, Helen's sister had called Justine and said, Helen said, now, if you want to call Justine, you can, but she didn't. Helen didn't, just, or Thelma was one called, and then Thelma was to call again, and she did, and then she called Justine back, or Justine called her or something.
Mm-hmm.
But said the clots were going down, and they were giving him blood thinner, and I said, well, he'll probably be all right, and she said, yeah, but Justine go call him again, but she said, I won't just call you back without he's worse, but said, if he's still getting along all right, I won't call back for
mm-hmm.
a few days, so. I never did hear nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I tell you, people just been dying over.
I think it's about, what, 7 or 8?
No, it makes it 11 or 13 months.
Oh, really?
I've got the names written on a piece of paper in your letter today.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh. Well, see, Opal Moore and Foreman, they both died the same day.
Oh, really?
And they both lived out on Emma Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
So just right in sight of each other about.
Didn't do us any good to have a white Christmas, did it?
No. So I've never heard the like this. Well, Lynn said they're just dropping like flies, ain't
they? They really are. I've never seen
that. I said,
like
well, I've never seen nothing, you know, just like that. But it's, I don't know. Maybe it's slow up one of these days, I hope.
Couldn't keep going.
No, not like that. Everybody be gone pretty soon.
So you're working on a baby quilt for Danny?
Yeah, I worked today. I went and got me some new... belts for the machine Saturday. Me and Reed went down to that Bennett's and got them. And I think 15 squares I got made now.
How many does it take for a baby?
Oh, I don't know. I can't. I just have to figure out how big I want the quilt. I've got, I don't know. That's my strip laying in there on the bed.
I washed one of my quilts Saturday. I think it turned out real well.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of, one time my washer put old, muddy-looking water through and ruined a white shirt.
Oh, really?
And so this time, before I put the quilt in, I let the tub get full of water
uh-huh.
before I put the quilt down in
mm-hmm.
it. But it turned out to fine. Looked
did
real,
you
real
ruin
clean.
Your shirt?
Well, that was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, I see.
It's big old yellow spots on it. Mm-hmm.
Well, last night they broke in the Foodland store over here, Spencer, and got $30,000 worth of stuff.
Really?
Uh-huh. They're telling that all good. And they went on to, they thought the same bunch went on out to Grantsville and broke in that one out there, but this clerk was in there at about 6 o'clock, they said. They told her to lay down on the floor, and she did. But somewhere or other, while they were going in another room trying to hunt for stuff, I reckon, she crawled and went into the other room and called 911 and set the alarm off.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't get them, get anything there.
So they didn't catch them either, though.
No, I don't guess it didn't say anything about that while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't figure it did. Oh, Eddie's got Miss Persinger quilting and quilting now.
Oh, did she bring it out to her family?
I was going to tell you, well, good Joyce and Pete were here. Joyce, you know, or
oh, Robert.
Saturday evening.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've been over at Gacy's a while, and then they come on over here a while, and Rose had to stop up there and got that little quilt she made them that time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as she said, Eddie said Joyce bought it, so I don't know if Pete went in the house or not.
Huh.
But it was 15 after 6 before they left here that night. It was already dark. And Gacy said, well, boy, they didn't must stay with me long but her. But said they go everywhere else. She said, I reckon they're wanting to visit everybody when they're out here. Oh, he's a lot of fun.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. He likes to kid me. I just kid him back, though. But like Ruth said, he'd never do Eddie that way because Eddie don't. She's not the type I am.
He's been teasing much, I don't
think. No, and he's just talking. He said, Ova, did you hear the news today? And I said, well, Pete, I don't know if I did or not. Why? He said, well, we're getting a big snow. I said, oh, you must be kidding. No, he says, be from 2 to 3 feet deep. And I looked at him. I said, now, Pete, you are stressing your blanket a whole lot. And boy, he just laughed and laughed.
It's kind of winter you've had. I wouldn't be surprised, would you?
No. Tell you, that was terrible.
We woke up Friday morning and had enough snow to almost make the ground white.
I think Lord said they hadn't had but about 2 inches,
mm-hmm.
You know. I mean,
we had 3 inches that one time that we that day we closed school.
Well, I told her that you said they had 3 or 4 inches or something. I didn't know for sure. And she said, I know. She said, I watch that old map every day, seeing if it's what where Carl's at. And she was asking all about you and everything.
So you said in your letter you had seen your neighbor out taking photographs of the snow.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he hollered that time. Boy, they work all the time. They worked all day yesterday sawing in them. But I think he must be putting in storm windows, what looks like he's doing. Last week on this Bill's bedroom over here, I seen him have that window fixing it, and I heard him over there just pounding away today. And one morning I seen him carry a window up from the garage, so he must be putting all storm windows in. And he's fixed that old hole over here where Bill and him let the cats go in out near the floor. I seen he's putting new boards in there, and they probably just fixing up everything. When they hollered taking them pictures about the snow, I said, well, I can't find no time to go and visit you a little bit. I mean, it's so bad. Oh, he said, now there'll be a lot prettier days than now coming.
I hope.
I said, I hope so. So
well, they,
they'd probably rather wait you till we got everything
right,
fixed up.
Right, get it fixed, right.
Uh-huh.
Well, since they're doing their own work, it's not going to cost
them. Oh, no. No.
Huh. If they had to hire a contractor to do all they're doing, it would cost them far more than they paid
oh,
for the house.
Oh, land, yes. But
probably
he doesn't.
Times.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what he ever worked at, but he has electric saws and everything, so
mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, I have no idea, but I bet they ain't got any kids much, unless they might have that one that come one time, stayed all night, one man. But now, nobody never comes visit them on Sundays or nothing like that, so
mm-hmm.
I don't know if they've, you know, or they got any kids or anything. No, I haven't got to see them. I haven't seen the woman to talk to her, but I spoke to him a few times.
What did you and Reva have for supper?
Oh, we had beef stew.
Oh, did you?
Oh, I made some good. And she found some, got some carrots, and didn't find them in the bag, and so we went over to the store last night and got some, all right, sliced carrots cooked, and I put them in. That was a lot better a while ago, and I made a cornbread for me, but she likes crackers.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lemon pie made. I made it yesterday, and that's about what we had for supper.
I've got to go to a 2-hour faculty meeting tonight, which the so we're going to eat from 6 to 6:30, and then we have the meeting for 6:30 till 8.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
At the dorm there, or at school there.
Uh huh.
Oh.
This is something about drugs, and then they're going to have after the teachers hear it, then some other night they're going to have all the 12th graders come in, and another night all the 11th graders. They don't want teachers there.
Oh, really?
The students, so students will ask questions and stuff. So
oh, uh-huh.
They wanted the teachers to know what was going on first. So.
Oh, I see, uh-huh. Well, that's pretty nice, ain't it, for
mm-hmm. them? Except it's another 2-hour meeting.
But, Lance, we tried to have that Oh, what was around here they got up?
The community crime, what?
Whatever. Yeah, and somebody went down. Are you reading paper where they tore all the signs down?
No, did they?
Yeah, and that sheriff over Spencer, heard him talking one day on the radio, and he said, I worked about 3 days trying to find out who done that or why they did it and where it come from. And it, some man from Parkersburg come down here and took them all down.
Why?
He said you're not supposed to put them up anywhere, and he had them too close to the roads, and they thought it'd be in the way of the state road doing something. And,
oh, really?
And I heard the sheriff on the radio, he said that day, but he said, Walton people, you will get them signs put back up, he said. But now where he does not, I don't know. They put one, I think, out here on that electric pole to Rebus, which it wasn't supposed to put anything up nowhere, I don't reckon. Like that. So.
They didn't do it right then, did they?
No, I guess that's what it was. And they didn't probably have their signs back from the road, the state people said. That I don't know. I said you can't win for losing on any of this stuff. It's just, people can't get nothing done, really.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Did y'all been going to town without Eddie and Roe? Or?
Yeah, we just took them this past Saturday. Well, week before that, Road went with John and Sue, but Eddie didn't go that week. She just didn't need to have anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, or no, the other Sunday, last Sunday, I reckon.
Yeah, you said in your letter that Brenda brought her some stuff.
They brought some stuff, and then Eddie went with us Saturday, and she didn't get much stuff to eat, but she went back and got her sheet for her quilt.
Oh, she found one this time?
And not, she's just getting smaller ones. She's now got one for the big quilt.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Where they, of course, Brenda gave her for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Then Rose said they came over Sunday night and got Addie and took her out for supper.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. I guess Addie must call Rose to tell her where she's at, I suppose, if she called or something. Said, I ain't got time to talk to you, but said she's going out and hunt her garbage up and everything so they could take it back with them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, she's got something to keep her occupied for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the insurance is letting old Tony drive a car all the time since he had that car wreck.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to get him another kind of car, Eddie said, as soon as they can hear from the insurance.
Oh, he's just driving. I mean, like they gave him one to drive until.
Yeah, uh-huh. But the other one must not be in tore up too bad. He said they tore one fender off of it and a headlight out. And Rose said she's telling them in the car, said it cost $10,000.
Hmm.
And Rose said, now, John, that's not right, is it? He said, no. So I don't know what Ron, or he's trying to get my name or. But said the insurance had called up. And I don't think anybody's ever come out and checked his old car, see how much it's going to cost. But they was saying they'd have to pay out $5,000. I said, well, Eddie, that's a whole lot more than what he'd get for it. Oh, yeah. She said she knew it was. But I don't know what they'll do.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't got no estimate on it yet.
Hmm.
So
yeah, it takes a long time.
Yeah, it does. And so I don't know what they'll do. But they'll do something.
So Reba didn't have much school last week, did she?
No. Mm-hmm. Well, now she heard they wasn't going to pay him for them 2 days.
Oh, really?
But now I don't know if they will or not. They had told them. They called and tell them to come in.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like they'd be made to have to pay.
Well, if you went in, you'd have to, I would think.
I really hope they'd change something and say they would pay him. But, oh, I think I forgot to write and tell you this, too. This big house down here below Violet's house, it burned.
Oh, really? The new, I mean, like the, what's his name?
Schaefer.
Schaefer's house.
Yeah. Oh. And they had, let's see, I don't know, 4 or 5 dogs in there, and they all burn up.
Oh, my goodness. What happened? Did they know?
Well, they thought it got caught from a chimney.
Oh.
And wasn't none of them home, and an animal over there, and she took one dog still had a little life in it. She took down to the vet, but it died anyway. I don't know what Calvin Canterbury said. That one was in some kind of a, I don't know what he called it, over all them dogs.
Shock.
Said to that was them, but that was just kids to them.
Mm-hmm.
Said she had 4 of those little tiny chihuahuas.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you call them.
Mm-hmm.
And I never did see any of them, but they had them old big ones used to and walk up to school with them, but.
Is he staying up at his mother's house now? Or?
No. He bought that, see, and Reva said that's her mother, and she lives out there in that little house below the church, you know, where they built there. And Reva said No, maybe Gacy told me this. Said nobody had moved in Volatiles yet, but we thought she had. It was supposed to be Schaefer's wife's niece.
Oh.
And somebody said that's where Sam and them's living at now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. And see, there was a day that Murray Taylor was buried, and there wasn't all the boys were pallbearers. I mean, one that works for the foreign thing.
Right.
And they didn't hardly have, they couldn't get out to get anybody that didn't, they said they didn't have to run that water, nobody much there, how to get to the house.
Huh.
But wouldn't be in very many of them trying to, don't reckon. And then somebody from Gandyville brought their fire truck down here. And, well, it looked like somebody could have seen it, but I guess it's about gone before anybody seen it.
Hmm. Well, Ed and Taylor continue to live down there, you think? Or?
Oh, I don't know. I was talking to Kay Marks's daughter-in-law, sure, then I said, or she first one up, we went to over to Wake, not to her, no. Oh, she said she never saw such a crowd of people. And I said, somebody said didn't think Ed was going to stay down there, but she said, yeah, I think she will, because she said over to the funeral home at night, talking to her and her husband, said, you first, I may have to be calling on you first a lot this summer to help me out.
Mm-hmm.
So that sounded like she might not move for a while.
Mm-hmm. Well. Does she have any sisters or anybody lives in, around? Or where's she from, even? Is she from?
Oh, she was raised down on Big Creek.
Oh, was she?
Yeah. No, I don't know where Edna's got her sister or not.
She wouldn't have any place else she'd want to go to then.
No, not. She wouldn't want to go live with that girl, don't think. And,
I doubt it. And,
no, I don't think she would.
Healthy and everything. And,
she might not like to stay down there herself. She's kind of isolated there. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
No, a bunch of tailors on the other side of her, but maybe they wouldn't bother any. I don't know. She just has to do the best she can. But I don't know what she'll do. She might sometime get her a place and go to Spencer or down Charleston and live somewhere. Of course, she couldn't afford what Ballas had to one. But
so, well, I don't know. She and Murray might have had a lot saved up. But.
Well, they might have had. I don't know. They said there's also a crowd of people there to his wake and stuff at night.
Really?
Uh-huh. Of course, he belonged to lodges and a lot of stuff, so in the fire department and everything.
All their lives, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Everybody knows them. Mm-hmm.
Well, Edna was, let me see, I'm trying to think who she, her sister, Emmy Jackson. Yeah, it was
That's
her
right.
sister. I don't know who. I can think of some more, maybe, but right
yeah,
now
I
can't.
I forgot about that till you said
in there. And I don't know who else. I mean, right off. Mm-hmm. But they were Bowmore's kids, girls.
I got a thank you card for Christmas presents from Christopher and Gabrielle.
Oh, did you?
Christopher wrote his in Morse code, so I had to get me a Morse code alphabet to figure out what he wrote.
Oh, well, he taking them kind of classes or something?
Uh-huh.
I don't know,
he might have learned it. I think he might be in the Boy Scouts, maybe, or the Cub Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
But it might be where he learned it.
Well.
But I thought it, many had said he would put an alphabet in with it,
uh-huh.
But he didn't, so I had to find one.
Well.
I said he spent a lot of time writing his little note. And
uh-huh.
So I thought when I send him his Valentine, I'll put him a little message in it.
You can write him one in French.
No, yeah, I could do that.
Or Spanish or something.
That's why I could do it in Morse, do it in French with Morse code. And
uh-huh.
Then I could help him with it. And
yeah.
That would be cute. He'd like that.
Yeah, he probably would. Next time you see them kids, they'll be big.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he'll be, what, 9?
Oh, is he that old? I think he is.
He'll be 7, yeah.
Huh, yeah.
She wrote in her card that that she had lost her top tooth that day.
Oh, really?
So she'll be snaggled tooth, too, I guess, when I see her.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you better probably go back sometime this summer.
Well, if Sam has to go up in a meeting in late March, if it works out, maybe I can ride up with him and spend the time with him.
Oh.
There.
Where would he go to?
College meetings.
Up there in Tennessee?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that'd be fine, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if it works out that way.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But his meeting's on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so it'll give me a long visit.
Oh, yeah.
If it works out.
Uh-huh. Well, I hope you can do that. They'd be tickled to see you.
It's a long, long trip, though, for me.
Right, well, yeah. I was going to tell you something else there, but it slipped my mind right now. I just keep wondering about having to go back to that doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Reba said, well, I don't suppose that's anything too dangerous. I wouldn't worry about it now.
You had the same thing done before.
Uh-huh.
And it was over with, but Reba and I didn't even know you were
there
yet.
Since he
done.
Said this was just little, it might not be over maybe one or two clicks or whatever you call it. I call them clicks.
No, probably not. Probably just be like it was the last time.